Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to cover some major backstage plans for the upcoming WWE draft.
A backstage update on Jeff Hardy's WWE contract status.
WWE have given Karrion Kross a major downgrade on main event.
And expect some surprises at Impact Wrestling's Slammiversary pay-per-view next month. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Kick things off by talking about the upcoming WWE draft, which is set to go down just over a week after WrestleMania. The dates for the draft are the 30th of August episode of Raw and the 3rd of September episode of SmackDown. Yeah, that's just after SummerSlam, which goes down in a big stadium in Las Vegas. A report here from Andrew Zarian of the Mattmen Pro Wrestling podcast, the Scoop Master of the Year 2021, it seems. Good on Andrew, he's coming through with all the news at the moment. But he tweeted last night talking about, you know, a report that had come out suggesting that WWE don't have anything major planned for after the draft. That is not entirely accurate. According to Zarian, WWE want to give the 2021 draft a bigger feel than in recent years. And the reasons for this are exactly what you imagine them to be. It's a unique opportunity for WWE to give so many people a fresh start, right? Because fans are coming back like 1 month earlier. Everything's going back to normal, or what normal means in a post-lockdown world. Sounds very much like, you know, we're not going to get another damp squib of a draft like we did last year where nothing really changed. And I'm looking forward to this. And, you know, a draft can't change everything and cure everything you don't like about WWE. But if they do plan on making some major moves, that is exciting. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they have up their sleeves.
Yeah, really, really excited for this year's draft. Like you say, they seem to do it all the time, whether it's called a draft or a superstar shake-up or whatever bollocks they want to name it. And is it last year or certainly in previous years where they'd be like, we're going to draft this person who's already on our roster. And you're like, what? And also the order of half the drafts are ridiculous where they're drafting ahead of someone like Aleister Black, which is preposterous that anyone would actually do that. But like you say, I mean, I've already done a podcast with Michael Hamflo a few weeks ago, fantasy booking, who needs to move? But to be honest, for the majority of it, it was just get everyone off Monday Night Raw because it's a dreadful show and put them on SmackDown, which probably wouldn't work. But yeah, you could easily list the likes of Ricochet and Shayna Baszler, just two examples from Monday Night Raw. And on SmackDown, we talked yesterday about Big E maybe moving to Raw because it needs all the bloody help he can get. Or someone like a Bayley, for example, who's maybe done everything she can on Friday nights, for now at least. I can't wait. Like, the excitement around the draft and SummerSlam and Money in the Bank and just finally potentially getting a bit back to normality, Andy Murray.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Thunderdome and the Capitol Wrestling Centre and Daly's Place, they've been good. Particularly the Thunderdome, that was such a relief when that came along from the Performance Centre shows. But I am so done with empty arena wrestling. I need those crowds. Safety concerns, 100% valid. Yeah. But as a viewer, I need that noise, brother. It's not been the same since Double or Nothing, has it? Since we had that crowd. So, is it my story now? Is it your story
now? No, it's
me.
I've got an excellent segue,
I'm lost.
From the draft to someone who won't be going anywhere. That's Jeff Hardy, according to a recent report from Fightful Select. No crap, just Sap. Sean Ross Sap, of course, Fightful Select. About him being, not stuck, but staying with WWE. A lot of speculation about him potentially reuniting with his brother, of course, in AEW. Nope, he is with WWE, according to this report, until the end of 2022, possibly even the beginning of 2023. He sort of renegotiated his contract, I suppose, with WWE. He'd had injuries and stuff and potentially re-upped his deal. And obviously, they always had time on when you have injuries. So, yeah, he ain't going anywhere for at least the next year, Andy Murray. Yeah. Let's hope they can utilise him rather than just shoving him on main event, eh?
Yeah, for sure. This is quite an interesting one because Jeff himself said last year, I think it was BT Sport he was interviewed by, he said last year he'd re-signed and his old entrance theme, No More Words, coming back was part of that agreement. It's like, I'll sign if you give me that song back when fans return. I would like to see them do more with Jeff Hardy. I think he is still a pretty popular guy. Maybe, you know, maybe not quite as limber as he used to be in his younger days, but he's still got a lot of cachet, I think, with the fans. And this No More Words thing is a fascinating element of the... This is something I inexplicably love, is when fans like really, really pine for an old entrance theme to come back. This is one of them, No More Words. The other one is Drew McIntyre's Say Goodbye. That one, people love that one as well. Yeah. If there's an old entrance theme that you're particularly fond of and you're really passionate about, you want to see back, let us know in the comment section below. The more butt rocky, the better. And that Drew McIntyre theme is quality for the Say Goodbye to your favourite guy.
Say Goodbye.
Broken dreams.
By the way, us saying Jeff Hardy should be utilised more does not mean more piss being thrown in other people's faces, WWE. All right, want to deal with that one, Andy. Get on out of the way.
no more addiction-based storylines. That would be preferable. Karrion Kross, he was on Main Event this week, and boy, oh boy, did they downgrade his presentation. Now, we'll caveat this, right, by saying... It's Main Event, okay? Like, do you watch Main Event, dear viewer? Do you watch it every single week? My point exactly. It's not exactly this major platform where it's a big coming out party for Karrion Kross. No, look what they've done to him. What a disgrace. But it's still a really weird thing that they did this week with Karrion Kross on Main Event. He was wrestling Shelton Benjamin. I almost said Shayna Baszler there. What? And he came out for his ring entrance. No Scarlett. What? Okay. No Scarlett. They really... And the video has been deleted from Twitter now, copyright and stuff, but it was up there last night. It gathered some traction. They toned down all the lighting and the special effects. So Karrion Kross just sort of walks out like a CAW on a WWE 2K game with like the house lights on and everything else. There's no pomp, no circumstance, no over-the-top like cameras and everything. They really toned down the whole thing. When he finally gets to the ring, they're doing the fall and pray thing, and he does some of his signature poses, but it's just like, what a strange choice this is for a guy whose act, like his presentation is so important to his act, right? The ring entrance is like big and bombastic and really catches your eye. It's perhaps the most important part of his act, I would argue, personally. And you know, Scarlett's a big part of that as well. So, strange choice. It's only Main Event at the end of the day, but man, did he just look like a normal guy doing the entrance, and that is weird.
Yeah, mixed emotions about this. Like you say, just it's Main Event. They ain't going to be firing off all the pyro or doing all the special stuff they usually do for Karrion Kross' entrance. Not that they fire pyro off normally, of course. But like you say, no Scarlett. Speculation as to whether she's going to be with him if and when he moves up to the main roster. I believe she deserves her own spot, especially... But also, she is kind of integral initially to that presentation, as you say, Andy. And my God, yeah, it really proved Adam Cole right in terms of, like, they make him feel really special by doing all the mad stuff and the fall and bray on his entrance. And what do they do for Adam Cole? Hey, ring the damn bell. I just love that promo, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, a worrying side. Just let's hope. I mean, it's on Main Event. What am I on about? Let's hope Vince never saw it. Of course he didn't. He hasn't seen him in NXT, let alone bloody Main Event. Anyway, let's conclude today by talking about Impact Wrestling Slammiversary pay-per-view. It goes down in 3 weeks' time. I believe 3 weeks on Saturday, at least. Saturday, the 17th of July. And lots of stuff is expected. And a new Fightful Select report confirms you can expect at least two surprises to go down on the night. The report suggests that it's going to be one recently released WWE star, as well as some other non-WWE names, one of whom is under contract elsewhere. We've seen this in the past, of course, from Impact Wrestling. After the Black Wednesday releases, we saw a whole host of names return or pop up on Impact. Chelsea Green has been in talk with Impact Wrestling, and Mickie James was actually referenced on last Thursday's Impact with Kira Hogan, finding a Trash bag labelled Mickey. What a lovely gesture again that was from WWE, accident or not. Obviously, there's the people like the former Iconics who could well pop up in Impact Wrestling as well. Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a great pay-per-view in a few weeks, Andy.
Yeah, last year's Slammiversary, I think there was like four or five people turned up just out of nowhere, like EC3, Eric Young, Heath Slater. It was like debut, the Good Brothers. Crazy stuff, and it looks like they're going to repeat that again. So the non-compete clauses for people who released in April expire something like 3 days before the show. So that opens up that group of people to appear at the very least. Maybe some other people who left without them could appear as well. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun show. The Kenny Omega, Sami Callihan, what looks like the main event for that show, that has been an extremely well-told story so far. So I'll definitely be watching Impact Slammiversary. I mean, I'm watching it for work anyway, but even as like, you know, a casual fan, I'm interested in it as well. So looking forward to it. I think the big one out of that group would have been Samoa Joe going back to Impact. That would have been really cool story-wise, but obviously that's off the table now. He's back in WWE and it's very cool. Enforcer, good. Looking forward to it in a nutshell.
Yeah, exactly. Don't sleep on Impact Wrestling, basically. I think they've been doing some great stuff, not just in recent months, but arguably in recent years. It's just, you know, their history makes people go, TNA, Impact, I'm not too sure. But actually, they've been doing some great stuff and excited for Slammiversary. Also, I think that's Money in the Bank weekend, if I remember off the top of my head rightly. So, yeah, hell of a weekend to look forward to in the middle of July. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWW, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Eric, who says, if Zelina Vega does or is re-signed with the WWE, could she have a third-party loophole since her husband is sharing the channel? Interesting that, Andy.
I don't think so. No. I think, you know, the WWE agreement was we're taking control of the channel and everything else. So I don't think that would come into it at all. Generally, it seems just like a blanket rule. Hey, if you're making money off of these platforms, that's a no-go. So, look, if she found a loophole and worked around the system, I would be very supportive of that. Go workers, pro workers, especially in a situation like this. But I don't think it's the case.
No, and I don't think you're in any Tory about that, because Thea Trinidad, I reckon, is going to show up on AEW Dynamite tomorrow night, because there's no way in hell, Andy, that Vicky Guerrero's wrestling.
Absolutely not, no.
Second question today comes from Jonathan Johnson. Speaking of things, no way in hell. He says, hello, gents. What do you think about Eva Marie being the first female in the Hurt Business? I think it'd be awesome.
Sure. Sure. It's an interesting idea. I don't know if she's the best fit in the Hurt Business, but we should bring the Hurt Business back. You know, now, can we retcon the whole thing with Shelton and Cedric and splitting up and feuding and leaving? Can we just like get the Men in Black little flashy thing and put it on that storyline and our memories of that storyline and just bring those guys back into the fold? It was such a fun stable, but I don't think Eva Marie and Doudrop will be showing up.
I think you're exactly right about that with Benjamin and Alexander. I was recording a podcast, which actually goes out tomorrow. Me and Michael Hampton discussing whether this year's SummerSlam could be the best one ever. And we were talking about the return of Brock Lesnar, and he still murdered Cedric Alexander in my booking. He's not even associated with Bobby Lashley anymore, so might as well, Cedric. Just a thought. Final question today comes from Mark Lee Willis, who says, morning to you both. Morning, Mark.
Hello,
starting
Mark.
With a favourite film of yours, what wrestler, past or present, do you think could be a good addition to it, and why? Also, idea for a top 10 list. Love this, Andy. You'll fall over this. The 10 best wrestling themes to use as wake-up alarms. Mine is Christian Cage's, says Mark.
So the first part of this question is kind of perfect, because my two favourite films are The Big Lebowski and Drive. Orange Cassidy would fit in both of those. He could be a sloth in The Big Lebowski, obviously, and he's really cool, like Ryan Gosling in Drive. There you go, perfect, boom, awesome. I have already forgot, Alarm Clock, got you. Right to Censor. Right to Censor. What else? What else is more obnoxious and is going to get you out of your bed than? It's horrendous in all the right ways, and it'd be perfect.
Yeah, I've got to say the missus wasn't happy a few months ago when I woke us up with Baltimora, so celebrating Jungle Boy. But I think if you've never woken up to Sexy Boy, Shawn Michaels, you're doing life wrong. And in terms of a favourite film of mine and a wrestler that would be a good addition, Drive is one of my favourite films as well, Andy, and I thought Orange Cassidy would be the perfect fit. Although, Jesus, Orange Cassidy, you just kicked a man to death in a lift. I will go instead go for low-hanging fruit. I'm going to go for anyway. The Wolf of Wall Street and one. Can we drive, baby, to the moon?
Boom.
Oh, I needed that on Friday. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And I just... What has Miro become? I just love him. Basically, there was a tweet sent out just the other day by AEW on TNT quoting Andrade El Idolo, effectively targeting the likes of Kenny Omega and TNT champion Miro, saying, "I deserve the opportunity for the TNT title and the AEW world title. It's my next step." And overnight, Miro tweeted, "This guy must think getting undeserved title shots runs in the family."
Very good.
Just spectacular work, that, Miro. Everyone else, step up your Twitter game. Speaking of Twitter, let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, of course, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the SmackDown preview and Wrestle Culture with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming later today. And you can follow us both on Twitter. You can follow Andy Murray at...
at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday to the Greatest of All Time, Scott Brown, number 8.
Oh. Really thought you were going to go somewhere else there. I was about to break out a Razor Ramon impression. Scottish footballer who plays for, Aberdeen, of course. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. We will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.